Welcome to another Rick and Rob Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Rick Drewer.
Today we've got a special guest, Sunday Mail sports columnist Ben Hook. How are you going, mate?
Hey, Rob. Great to be with you.
Now, we're going to just talk a little bit about what you do with your job. How do you get your stories? What are some of the interesting aspects of it? So to start off with, how long have you been doing it?
So I've been with News Limited now for almost 12 years. I started with The Messenger way back in, what would that be, about 2004. And I had a year and a half at The Messenger, and now the last 10 and a bit years with the Sunday Mail specifically, but with the Advertiser and Sunday Mail in general. So a bit of a veteran now, I suppose, Rob.
No, I know. So one of the pages I go to straight away when I get each week's Sunday Mail, but the amount of different sports that you cover, I think I counted something like 26 of them just from about 10 papers over recent months, and I was just amazed at what you come up with. What are some of the unique sports that have tickled your fancy?
26 sports, and I'm no good at any of them, Rob. That's been the story of my life. That's the beautiful thing about what I write, is that nothing gets precedence over anything else. I don't look at a story and see it as better because it's an AFL football story over and above Jodie Palmer, who I don't know if you've ever heard of that name, but she plays ultimate frisbee for Australia. So, yeah, I'm really lucky that I get to cover as many sports as I possibly can, try and make the column as broad as possible. So I guess even if you've got, whether it's a deep-seated love of AFL or just a loose interest, a casual interest in sports, hopefully there's something for you to read in there.
Gee, ultimate frisbee. Now, I know a little bit about ultimate frisbee. My daughter Sarah played that. It's like on a soccer pitch, and it's a bit of a mix-up, netball, because they get the frisbee and they can't sort of move, and they have to pass it off. And it's very fast and exciting. Have you witnessed a game?
Never have, and if we're going to continue talking about Jodie Palmer, I did spend the first 5 minutes of a 10-minute interview with her asking, how does this ultimate frisbee work? But I think it's probably a good description to say it's like netball over a 100-metre pitch. That's basically the way you play it. You don't have to score a goal by getting it through a ring. You've just got to get the ball into the end zone. But fascinating sport. I'd love to watch it at some stage.
Now, something interesting, which we won't read in your column, but your dad, Rod, now, he's sort of heavily involved with Adelaide Oval and that development. But interesting, he started his cricket career with university with my offsider, Rick. Rick, what did you think of Ben's father, Rod?
Oh, Rod was a very, very good player. We coincided in playing our first games together at university. Rod had played some A-grade cricket for Adelaide while he was still at school, and I'd played some A-grade cricket for Sturt while I was still at school. And we arrived at uni and got in the first side together. Some interesting names in that side. Jack Sangster, who's the cardiac surgeon, was captain of the side, and David was obviously the man who's now the craniofacial champion of the world. So if we got hurt, we're in good hands anyway.
That's good. And of course, if Rod Hook himself sort of was a very religious man, and he missed a bit of cricket sort of in his prime, you were telling me.
Yeah, that is right. He was still is heavily involved in the church, and there was a period of time where district cricket was played. Most matches were played Saturday and Sunday, and Rod decided that he didn't want to play cricket on Sundays, wanted to be at church, and so missed large chunks of cricket seasons at probably a period of time where he was around the mark for first-class cricket. And never got selected for first-class cricket. And of course, I played one game for South Australia, so that is a regular conversation around the dinner table, Rob.
All I can say is Rod's pretty stiff.
And, of course, you played a lot of district cricket there for Glenelg and Adelaide, and you've actually won two Don Bradman medals. Tell us a little bit about the honour of being named the best cricketer in the district competition.
Yeah, it is an honour, and I'm still very heavily involved with it, Rob. I've emceed the Bradman Medal Night for the last 5 or 6 years, and it is a very prestigious night. I mean, and Rick would know, the medal has been always had a special place, probably more so than any other district competition around Australia, just simply for the fact that it bears the Sir Donald Bradman name. It's an award where just because you play well doesn't guarantee you are going to win it. So I feel very, very privileged that it just so happened that the umpires decided in that particular year that I was, or those particular years, that I was worthy of winning it. I probably had a year where, probably my best year, I didn't win it. I ran a third. I think it was a year that Ben Johnson won it. But the year that I did win it, I think most people thought that Chad Sayers would probably win as well. So, yeah, there's definitely no guarantees. And I felt very privileged to win it. Firstly, because it's a great competition that I love and I cherish, and to be able to be recognised like that was tremendous, but also because it bears the Bradman name, and so those two medals do have pride of place in my house up on the wall.
Interesting, you're saying that you were emceeing the recent awards night for the Bradman medal, but if I remember correctly, I've seen you emcee tennis and softball and various different sort of sports. How many sports have you been involved in as an emcee?
Yeah, it's, well, probably as many as I write, Rob. So I've done some stuff with tennis and with netball. I've been doing the basketball awards for probably the last 7-8 years, amateur football, a couple of Sandful clubs, cricket, as you mentioned. So, yeah, but that's the beauty of what I do from a work perspective with the Mail, is I do cover a broad amount of sports, and I guess that does give me a head, hockey as well as another one. So it does give me a really good head start with understanding what the sport is about. And I do feel like when I'm involved with those nights, that I'm not just there as a voice, I'm there as someone who has a reasonable understanding of what's going on in that code.
Well, obviously, you're very popular in regards to your knowledge of a whole range of different sports and the coverage that you give them. But in fact, you're a fireman by trade, aren't you?
Yeah, that's true. That's in the real world. I'm with the South Australian Metropolitan Fire Service, which is a great job and I love. And people will often ask me, when are you going to quit the fire service and join the media full time? And that's certainly not my intention at all. It does make me busy because I do have a number of responsibilities to fulfil in media with deadlines and so forth. But I really enjoy my career in the MFS, and I certainly have no plans to give that up.
It's interesting that you put out the fires, and Rick, with some of your letter writing, you start some fires.
Oh, Robert, I think that's a very unfair call. I just create a little bit of controversy occasionally.
Yeah, we got turned out to 31 Weymouth Street a couple of times with the fire that Rick had started at the advertiser building with another one of his rants.
I suppose that's a sign of a very effective letter writer when you can sort of get people talking about both sides of an issue.
Oh, well, I guess that's one of the reasons I'm interested and got involved in doing so, that I must admit that I seem to get more compliments than bad ones, but a bit of both doesn't hurt anyone, I don't think.
I think there's an art to being able to put words together as well, and Rick's demonstrated that, which is fantastic. It's one thing to be able to put a letter to the editor, but if it's something that's coherent, it's well argued, and I think most people will, even if they disagree with the premise of it, will at least appreciate the fact that it's well put together and the opinion is sound.
The interesting thing is, with your columns, do you get much feedback in regards to what you write? Do people actually comment and give you extra information because of the column?
Yes, yeah, they do. My email address is full regularly with emails from people that I'm in communication with regularly. There's a guy who's involved in baseball and softball that you may have heard of, Rob, who will often email me. Often I will receive information from someone completely out of the blue that I've never met and unlikely to meet again, but will just say, I came across this story and I thought you'd be interested. And I mean, some of them are absolute gems.
It's actually quite interesting because in my own little world, which is far smaller than Ben's, I get the occasional phone call and letter from people who've been stirred enough to either agree or disagree and to the point where they've bothered to look up your phone number or email you. So it is interesting.
Yeah, just on writing your column, what gives you the most inspiration in writing your column? Is there listening to music? Is it people's stories? What is it that gives you the most inspiration and the enjoyment for writing your column?
Yeah, the inspiration for me undoubtedly is, I see myself as a very average South Australian, and I love the stories where the average South Australian has gone on to do an extraordinary thing, but remains an average South Australian. Rick Davies is a classic example of someone who is... we grew up in Port Macdonald, of course, on the York Peninsula, moved down to Adelaide to play football with Sturt. For those who remember the 1976 Grand Final, where he was just absolutely supreme, played in that Grand Final in 78 that Sturt lost by a point, which they should never have lost, went and played at Hawthorn in 1981, came back to Sturt and kicked 150 goals in one season in 1983. Just an out-and-out champion of the game, inducted into the Australian Football Hall of Fame. But if Rick was sitting here now, he'd be in a conversation with us, and it wouldn't matter whether he was talking to Russell Ebert and Barry Robin and Graham Corns or the three of us, he is exactly the same person. And they are the people that inspire me, not just because of what they've achieved, but because of the people they are, regardless of what they've achieved.
And the people they've remained.
I couldn't agree more. Another one of my era that I feel in the same sort of category is a bloke like Fritzy Freeman. Eric Freeman is just one of nature's gentlemen, and he's just one of us.
The other one, Toad, sorry to keep going on about this, and she's not South Australian, but she came here to ride Prince of Penzance just last month, Michelle Payne. And she was doing a speaking function the day before she rode Prince of Penzance in the Bob Lee Stakes that was here on May 21. And someone had said, we're having her for this function. We'd love to put a plug in the paper. And I thought, well, you know what? I might just see if I can get an interview with her. Well, one phone call to her manager. And the next day she was ringing me. Her manager said she's going to ring at 10 o'clock. And sure enough, she rang at 3 minutes to 10, I think. Happy to give me her phone number. It wasn't like it was Secret Squirrels or anything like that. This is a Melbourne Cup winner, a worldwide name now, Michelle Payne, and just still so down to earth. And they're the people that I really admire and inspired by to continue to search and write about.
I mean, they're the ones. I mean, in the cricket world, you know, David Hooks and Boof, you know, they're just us.
Well, thank you very much for those insights, Ben. I hope to get you on again in the near future. Well done on your column, and keep up the good work. And this is the Rick and Rob Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Rick Drewer.